In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we are going to continue our study in the Gospel of St. Mark. We stopped with the story of John the Baptist, who gave the baptism to our Lord Jesus Christ, and by doing which we could see the truth of Trinity, the Father saying, this is the beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit came as a dove on the head of our Lord. Then a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. You know, while reading the Gospels, and specifically the Gospel of St. Mark, you can easily touch the divine part of our Lord Jesus Christ and also the human nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the act of baptism, we could see the truth. He is the Son of God, the real Son of God, God of God, light of light. But you know, while fasting after, you could see his human nature, because Satan came and tried to tempt him. And also the angels came to minister to him. So by saying so, we could see both natures inside the one nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God and Son of Man. And also by starting his service by fasting in the wilderness, it was, you know, like a lesson to us for all the ages that we need to pray more, we need to fast strongly before starting any service. So we need the sacrament of baptism, we need to believe in the Lord and the Trinity, we need also to pray and fast. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So St. Mark jumped quickly to the story of the service of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he rather said that John was put in prison. You know, this happened after many months, but you know, St. Mark was trying to focus on the service of our Lord. So, as if he finished the story of John the Baptist and started the story of the service of our Lord. Came to Galilee, so he started his service in his areas. His belonging to Galilee, he went to the villages where his relatives, friends, and those who lived with him. So he started preaching there the gospel of the kingdom of God. By saying the gospel of the kingdom, that this is the title of the new, of the good news, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. So this is the core of the good news. We are dealing with a different kingdom. It's not an earthly one. It's the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. Saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. By saying the time is fulfilled, this means from Adam to this minute, the ages were processing just to come to this minute. Time is fulfilled means that this is the target before the eyes of the Lord for human beings to be saved. So this is the real time, the good time to start the story of salvation. And the kingdom of God is at hand. By saying the kingdom of God is at hand, this means that the kingdom of God is not only the eternal one we are going to go after our life here, but you can start enjoying the kingdom of God, following the kingdom of God, entering the kingdom of God nowadays by believing, by repenting, by sticking to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the kingdom of God is not only the last station in our life, in our spiritual life, but we can taste this taste of kingdom of God now by getting closer to the Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The main aim of any servant or any missionary or any message from the Lord is these two words, just believe and repent. And for the believers, also you need to believe more. And for those good men, we also need to be more good. We also need to progress in our spiritual life. So by continuous believing and continuous repentance, now we are getting nearer to the Lord and enjoying the kingdom of heaven. As Orthodox faith declared that we do not repent once, and also by believing in the Lord, we just going into the story of believing the Lord from day after day, and deeper, more deeper, and stronger, more and more. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. So he started going into the Galilee, and passing by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother, and they were, you know, throwing their net into the sea. So they were fishing as usual, and he fished them. He threw his net on them. He tried to take them as disciples. If you read the Gospel of St. Luke, he, you know, mentioned this story in a longer way, that he spent some time with St. Peter and he gave him the miracle of many fish, after which St. Peter followed him. But at the way of St. Mark, he just mentioned this in one verse, that Simon and Andrew followed him to be his disciples. Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." So it comes to the main point here, that our Lord Jesus Christ asked them to follow him, and by following him, they will learn how to fish men, how to be fishermen. You know, the word fishing men is the main idea of preaching or missionary work or serving the people around, just as catching fish into the net. We are catching people in the kingdom of God by the net of the word of God. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Here comes the question, why? Why they left immediately their net and went after him? This could be better explained in St. Luke Gospel or the Gospel of St. Matthew, by which you can see that there are many steps before this, but they heard about the Lord and the miracles started to happen, and they were caught by his love and his care, so they followed him after. When he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. So after taking Simon and Andrew, he also took John and James, the brothers, the sons of Zebedee. They were also fishermen, and you know, they were like friends of Simon and Andrew, and he asked them to follow him, and they did so, and they became his disciples after. But by mentioning their father, it means that although Simon and Andrew left only the net and the boat, this John and James, they left also their father and other servants. So it comes the truth that in order to follow the Lord, what exactly did you leave for him? Then they went into Capernaum in the Arabic, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. Capernaum is a is a village in Galilee, which is nearby Nazareth. So they were living, you know, beside each other. And the synagogue was regular on the Sabbath day. And he went in the Sabbath day and attended a regular weekly meeting. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And that night, our Lord Jesus Christ preached in the synagogue. He taught the people from the books of the Old Testament. And as written in the Gospel of St. Luke, he gave them the sermon from Isaiah chapter 61, in which he stated that he is the Messiah written about in the book of Isaiah. So by teaching the people, they could see clearly that his teaching is very much different from the teaching of the scribes, because he taught them with authority. He is giving them the truth as if he hold the truth. He is the truth. He is speaking to them because he is God. So they could see the difference between any sermon given by the scribes and this kind of teaching given by the Lord. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out saying, Let's alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. While preaching the word of God in the synagogue in Capernaum, there was a man who had an unclean spirit in his heart, like a demon inside himself. So he shouted saying, I know you. You are the Holy One of God. He means you are the Messiah. And also he said, what have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? So the demons know exactly that the Lord coming to our life here to destroy the kingdom of devil and to start the kingdom of heaven. So they felt the power of the Lord and they shouted against him. But you know, they are trying to deceive the people around, because sometimes Satan may give some part of the truth in order to help people to believe in him. Then he can take them in a deviated way in other paths against the truth. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. So our Lord Jesus Christ rebuked him. He refused his testimony, because devil can never love the Lord. So he is witnessing, but in a bad way. He is not telling the whole truth. He is just trying to deceive the people. So our Lord shouted at him and he said, be quiet and come out of him. With the authority of the Lord, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, this demon came out of this man. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. You know, these people were astonished at him. How could he? How could he easily commanded the devil power to get out of this man? How could he? So they are believing in a new doctrine. They believe that this man is not only a man. He is not even a prophet. He is just much more than a prophet and much more than a man. He is just commanding this spirit to get out. What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. You know, this is the second time the word authority comes. Because St. Mark was trying to focus on the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Romans are, admiring the authority and power of anybody. So he is trying to convince them that our Lord Jesus Christ is the real God, the one who has authority in teaching and also authority in getting the demons out of people. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. Another story in the first chapter, that the Lord Jesus Christ not only can conquer the devil power, but also can heal whatever sickness around. So when he went to the Simon's house, he found out that his mother-in-law is very sick, but by putting his hand over her, she was healed immediately, and people could see the truth that he is also have the authority over all sicknesses. You can also see that our Lord Jesus Christ is serving by teaching and also by healing the sick. So as if his service is full of teaching and also touching the hearts of the people and whatever wounds in their life. And immediately the fever left her, and she served them. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick, and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. So again, after this miracle of healing Simon's mother-in-law, the whole village came around midday or afternoon to get cured by the hands of the Lord, and Simon's house was the first church in this village. And even those who were possessed by demons, they enjoyed their free life after by the power of his word. Because they knew him, he refused the testimony of the demons, and he again shut their mouths off. Now in the morning, having risen in long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed, and Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." Although our Lord is very busy healing sick and making miracles and teaching everybody around, he is focusing on the quiet time early in the morning. He went by himself to pray early in the morning before sun comes at sun daylight. So he is teaching us, although we are busy doing many services or whatever work we have in our day, we should start our day by praying and spending time with the Lord. Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." By saying so, everyone is looking for him, but just to get miracles out of him. Who is looking for him just for him? Who is looking for him to spend time with him and to pray for him? Very few who were only trying to get the Lord for him and having a personal relationship. But the majority of people wants his miracles and to enjoy his blessings. "Everyone is looking for you," but he said to them, "Let's go into the next town, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." So, you know, our Lord is not following whatever the people say. He just had his plans. He wants to deliver the message to everywhere, to all towns around. That's why he refused this kind of just stay with us, and he went to other towns to preach the word of God and to make other miracles to other people. And he was preaching in their synagogue throughout all the Galilee and casting out demons. So the main aim of his mission is to preach the word of God, the kingdom of God. And this new news, this good news, came to them as new teaching, because, you know, these people as Jews were knowing very good the commandments of the Old Testament. But now the Lord is speaking about the love of God and the better life given and the kingdom of heaven waiting for everybody after life. And how can you enjoy this kingdom of heaven nowadays by having the Holy Spirit inside your heart? And how this kingdom of heaven needs the salvation for everybody by redemption. These are the teachings given by the Lord here and there in all towns of Galilee. And he was preaching in their synagogue throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." You know, leprosy is an old disease. Nowadays we consider it as a bacterial infection, but in these old days was considered as, you know, a curse from God, was considered as a curse of God, and unclean person living in this stage. So the Lord, when he met this leper one, he did not ignore him or stayed away from him as everybody is doing. But look to this. This man said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I'm willing, be cleansed." Before saying, "I'm willing and be cleansed," he went to him. He took steps forward to him, and he stretched out his hand and putting his hand on his body. And by doing so, he is telling him, "I love you. I can take the infection on myself rather more than you. I will give you my cure, but I will take this sin over myself." So by doing so, he was giving them an example of redemption, that he is doing everything to heal this leper. Also, this man were polite enough to say, "If you are willing," because in our prayers sometimes we just say, "Lord, do this and that." But this man may teach us how to pray by starting saying, "If you are willing, please make me clean." He said, "I'm willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. By doing so, the people around was really astonished, because this infection was, you know, the worst among these people, and everybody believed that this curse come from God. So by cleaning the unclean, by healing the leper, this means that he is the one who could heal everybody. Next time we will continue with the story of our Lord Jesus Christ as written by St. Mark in his Gospel. Glory to God. Amen.